Excuse me. Can I get a cup of coffee? Black?
Can't you see we talking? White?
Hot coffee.
The potty.
We're here. We're still here.
We're still here, mate.
Episode 3, Sammy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm better than I was last week.
Yeah. We're flying at the moment.
We are, mate. It's like the WA mining boom all over again.
Episode 3. Three of these things. I didn't actually think we'd get bloody three of them recorded. And here we are. We've got two. This one's about to be the third up on iTunes.
Not sure
we're flying.
Just realised. Mine says run sheet 8. Does yours say run sheet 8?
I think I deleted the title.
Ah. Oh.
To make more room.
I think that's supposed to be a 3. Sorry.
Whoops. Mate, I feel like we need to recap.
Yeah.
Absolutely. For new listeners, if you are a new listener, ooh, and you have found us, hey, how you doing? Very appreciative. We'll take any listeners.
Hopefully you've been referred, so we've got some referral prizes up for grabs.
That's cool. If you are a returning listener, g'day. Pleasure to have you back.
Yep.
What are we, Sammy? You and I, mate. We work together.
Not a philosophy podcast.
Yeah, no.
We settled that on ep one. All right.
We work together here at Subiaco. Yep. Work at the radio station.
Couple of sales cords.
That's exactly right. We work nowhere near on air, but here we are.
We're looking out in the building now. We work on the opposite side of the building to the studios.
Correct. And here we are, mate. We're on iTunes. We're flying. I love it.
Loving it. Absolutely.
As I said, it's a big week for us.
Yeah.
The potty's got a bit of traction. People are talking about hot coffee.
We've been watching our rankings too, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Any goss on that? I feel like you've been saving something.
I just want to let you know, all right? Yeah. We flew up the comedy podcast list and the overall podcast list ranking, right?
Ooh. Let's not blow our own horn too much here.
Not blowing smoke out of our butts here, but you want to hear a couple of the names of the blokes of podcasts we're above?
Literally, we're above them.
We are above the Church of Judaism podcast. Cork a gag.
I
just want you to know that Judaism's been going for a lot longer than we've been around. So I feel like we're going in the right direction.
After two eps, I feel like that's a positive sign.
We're going in the right direction, all right? Judaism is a long-standing religion. And hopefully hot coffee is there to follow it. We're also above ghetto AF movie discussions and reviews.
Jeez, that's not a bad potty. I'd listen to that.
I feel like we've stitched that poor guy up. And lastly, this is one of my favourites. Ghetto AF movies, discussions and reviews. The last one. Juan Ignacio Gomez's podcast.
Oh, Juan.
That's what it's called.
One more time.
The only one. The only one podcast you should listen to.
We'll get him on the show.
But yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should collab.
Stay tuned for that.
Juan Ignacio Gomez's hot coffee.
Beautiful.
But anyway,
we've got a ripper show lined up now.
The pressure's on now for us. The potty being live, everyone knowing about it, everyone talking about it.
We actually have some expectations.
That's right, that we need to fulfill.
Not everybody. I just want to make sure. Not everybody's talking about it, let's be honest.
Well, we'd like that they would.
In our family circles, they are.
People who we are talking about are the dumbest criminals of the week in a game we like to play.
Say or play?
Let the sound effect do that. Done. What you got for me, mate?
Mate, I was going to talk about that idiotic model that you saw hanging from a Dubai skyscraper. Did you hear about that?
Oh, I did. I saw this.
I don't want to talk about her. She's got enough airtime. Okay. I want to talk about a guy that has recently been caught for stealing four cars for a joyride. The problem with this, though, he was already awaiting trial on charges of sexual gratification with a vehicle. So you got that? You look a bit stunned. I was stunned when I read this. So he's currently awaiting trial for.
He's getting his old tallywhacker and putting it into the exhaust.
Well, it's something to do with spark plug. Spark. I can't even.
What?
Oh, mate, he's auto control.
Oh, no.
Dad pun one, out of the way. Sweet. Jordan Haskins of Saginaw in Michigan.
Yeah.
He's been jailed on Valentine's Day, but he was already awaiting trial for sexually gratifying himself.
We did a whole podcast about love. Surely he didn't then go resort to the back exhaust of a car.
And we only missed this last week because time difference.
Were we that bad?
Yeah, that too.
Either that or we were
bad. Yeah. Well, he's currently on a $40,000 bond. Ooh. But you know what gets worse, right?
Yeah.
It gets worse.
Yeah.
I'll show you a picture of him in a second.
Oh, no.
Actually, I'll show you now. He looks like the type of guy who'd have sex with a car, doesn't he?
He looks like a...
He kind of looks like you with hair.
Oh, come on. I was going to say, he looks like Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
We're going to tweet that pic out?
Yeah, we will. 100%
Hot Coffee it. Pod. That one's going to be tweeted out.
You know the worst part, though? This isn't good for Donald Trump's party. He's
not Mexican.
He actually ran for Michigan State Legislature as a Republican in 2014.
I didn't listen in politics, so I'm just going to say he just went to run for bloody council or something like that.
Well, with the Republicans, so that's Trump's side of things, yeah. So I'm not sure. But anyway, I want to talk about the sexual fetish a bit more. It's called cranking. I'll just explain it to you. So Haskins allegedly told police he likes to pull spark plug wires from cars to make the vehicle run rough and says the sound helps him climax. Oh, and he was also arrested twice in 2010 for masturbating inside cars outside the Sagan
Walk. In cars,
yeah. Just random people's cars.
What is this? What is with some people in this obsession?
Mate.
Look.
What would happen if you had hair. Sorry, this is not
really?
This is not a being
roasted.
Yeah.
I want to move on to mine, but mine is on the same sort of...
Oh, really?
Same sort of direction in talking about manhood.
Ooh.
I've got fearless kung fu master lets huge wooden pole slam into his manhood to show off his iron crotch.
What? Wait, how's this a dun-dun? Is he a criminal or is he just an idiot?
Wait for this. Right? In a stunt that will leave any grown man wincing, Master Wei Yobin of Mongolia takes several kicks and a brick and a human huge wooden pole to his manhood. To me, that's a criminal offence.
Yeah, well said, mate.
Right, he wants to... He's been mastering the art for 10 years, building a reputation for his iron sack, and now he's teaching students to learn the art in his studio of Liangyang.
This is like some Guinness World Records that just should not exist. And this sounds like something.
So basically, he lets people take big blows to their privates. And he's an enthusiast for it, and he wants it to be more popular and accepted by the public.
I'm sure
as hell know that if someone came up to you with a brick and go, here, let me just smack this onto you, I reckon you and I are going to say no.
I don't think that craze will get outside Asia.
That's why, to me, he is the...
hit it.
The dun-dun. Because that's a criminal offence to even think of that. That is unbelievable. So that's why I thought... And plus, it's a good laugh as well, to think how crazy this bloke is.
Staying in line with dun-dun, what...
You've got some news for us. This one hopefully can roll into next week. I've got jury duty next week.
Ooh.
I'm very nervous.
I liked your title that you called it during the week.
Calls of Jury.
Yeah.
Yeah, very strong.
The game is out there. Yeah. Leaked speak.
I wanted to tell you that I don't watch a lot of Law and Order, or I watch a bit of Criminal Minds.
Yeah,
but I'm on the wrong side of the fence.
You were more of a Brooklyn Nine-Nine type guy.
Yeah, a comedy cops. Yeah. You know, I don't get into the real stuff. And that's making me nervous because I'm scared that, you know, being on the jury and stuff like that, what if I miss something, you know? And then what, you know me, I'm loud and outspoken.
Yeah.
I get given juror number six. And we all know juror number six is a bloke that hands down the verdict.
Yeah, true. I didn't know that.
There's all these things running through my head. And then I go on Steve Harvey, the poor guy or woman, and go... You are not guilty. Guilty. Life sentence.
Hand was over the knot. Oh, no. Wrong way around.
Well, anyway.
Well, mate, I've been, I think you are getting a bit ahead of yourself, though. Like, you haven't been selected yet, so just try
to compose
yourself.
I'm also only going
yourself.
To the district court, not even the Supreme
you'll
Court.
Be right.
So
it's
I'm going to see
above
some
the
bloke
magistrate, though,
steal a TV from JB Hi-Fi Belmont or something like that.
Guilty.
Yeah, so I'm nervous, but I will.
Report back, mate.
Yeah, I'll try and even see if I can record some stuff. And,
yeah, that's illegal, but do it.
It's not in the court, like in the waiting room. I might not get picked. They might look at me and go, who's that 40-year-old bloke? He looks like he's got a mortgage to worry about, not some bloody court case.
I think I've mentioned this to you. I've been selected for jury duty when I was 18, and I walked up and they straight away said, nah, don't want him.
Oh.
So I reckon, depending on what you look like.
You've done jury duty.
Oh, I got up to the stage of being called to become a juror, and then they either say yes or no.
Oh. Fair enough. Well, moving on, I want to talk about one guy in particular, and you know I love him. Let's talk about my old friend. Tommy Jones.
Ah, that guy.
You know what big Tommy Jones has been up to?
Is he alive?
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. Yeah, anyway, big old Tommy. He's been seen taking Elvis's ex out on a date, Priscilla Presley.
Oh, he's done a gazza.
Yeah, Gary Lyon, Billy Brown, there's a lot of shades of that going on. But he's bloody running around. She is 75 and he is...
ancient.
Yeah, he's bloody old, but God, he's a bloody...
So wait, this is Elvis star. Presley's ex?
That's right,
or
Priscilla
widow.
Presley.
Widow.
Widowed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and the worst thing about that is they were mates when Elvis was still around, you know?
That's a touchy subject, isn't it? Sleeping with your mate's ex-missus.
Yeah, I know, but listen to this. I'm trying to find it. Tommy, I mean, I've got love for the big fella, but he's gone around and saying, we've been friends for a long time. She's a lovely lady. We do enjoy our nights out together. This screams Billy Brownless, Gary Lyon.
It does. It's a bit awkward.
Anyway.
We're not here to give advice.
Tom's wife.
Probably.
Tom's wife, she wrapped it up. She passed away in April 2016 after a battle with cancer. And then the pair met apparently next week, the week after they were caught together.
Is there a crossover there, maybe?
No, and I'm going to read on more here. Oh, I love Tom, but this is outrageous.
You look upset,
Carl. He revealed that his wife is still in his dream most nights and he'd fear he'd never find love again. Only took him a bloody week.
Yeah, I reckon with a week there, that sounds a bit dodgy to me. There might have been something going on behind the scenes, but I won't.
Tommy.
After hearing about that, that made me look up some good slogans.
That is unusual.
Yeah, ooh.
You've heard one Tom Jones song.
That's literally all I know. You've heard the bros before hoes slogan, haven't you?
Yeah, mate.
That kind of resonates here.
Okay.
Do you want to hear some more?
Yep.
Just looked up on Reddit. Okay. How about Mario and Luigi before Thelma and Louise? That's a corker. Oh. This one's good. Beef stew before watching The View. Well, for all you lifters out there, there's not me and Carl. There's weights before dates.
That sucked.
I honestly, because I had nothing to add to this story, I couldn't give two shits about Tom Jones.
Then move it on.
I just thought bros before hoes is a good one.
Yeah, then move it on.
All right.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is a great segue.
This is all you, mate. You got everything to go into this one, all
great
right?
Great segue.
I'm hitting it. Sip, sip, please, sip, Jeff. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone. Sam simply suggests.
That is fire. I vote we change it, get a proper singer.
How?
Carl votes we leave it. Let's leave it up to them.
That is outrageous.
We can do Twitter polls now.
We will do
audience.
A Twitter poll.
Yeah.
At Hot Coffee Pod, you can vote whether we keep that or we get it fixed.
Because
we're not getting rid of the segment because it's pretty good.
Great. Oh, mate. This is a corker.
For those who don't know what the segment is, Sam, you have a locked app in your phone that has all ideas on it. I'm here to rate them whether they are good or they are bad.
Most ideas come to me when I'm intoxicated, so please don't hold that against me, but some of them are garbage. This one's creative. Honk if you're tawny.
So
it's good. It's a steering wheel that's torn in half. So one side of it is fitted with an aggressive sounding horn, and the other one is like a placid kinda sounding horn. So you use your nicer, give me a second. Don't
You knew I was looking
Don't
at the boo wrong
me
one.
Yet. So you use the nicer horn when you want to honk someone just to give them a hurry up, or you see your mate in the street go, oh, ding ding, and you know they can say good day. Or the aggressive sounding horn when someone's being a dick on the road. Hit me with a cheer. That's great. Cash that into cat converters.
I'm thinking about it.
So all right, you know when you beat the horn on the road?
Yeah.
It's always aggressive.
So you want to mix it up?
I want to bring some love and color to the roads.
Yes, it's not bad. I didn't expect that.
That you've said that every week.
Because I don't expect this stuff to come from you. Usually, it's all meant to be garbage.
The one last week was pretty garbage.
I don't know, but I still let that one slide. God, I regretted that one.
Maybe you lifted
that's
up.
That's not bad. We can fit that into cars.
I reckon.
Can we market that? Can we copyright that now?
Oh yeah, copyright. Anyone listening, you
what
cannot
did you
take
call it.
It? Honk if you're tawny. We might have to work on that one.
We're working
just trying
on
to go the tawn.
That name
horn
isn't too bad.
Oh, the torn horn. Maybe the torn horn. So half of it is, I've written that down, the torn horn. I put a C with a circle around it so no one can use it. Let's move on.
Okay.
Sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
So this is a segment where we where people tell us to not sweat the small stuff, but this usually is an issue with us, isn't it?
It definitely is. I'm gonna lead here. These are things where people say don't sweat the small stuff, and we're here to actually tell you that maybe you should, because there's sometimes little problems that slip through the cracks and people don't realise, and then we're here to pretty much pick those up and say, hey, you should probably worry about these. Mine is straight off the bat for guys and girls. I'm a man who loves to have a cologne on when I come into work.
Yeah.
You could probably already know where this one is going.
No, I was just thinking that I use Lynx Africa and need to update that. Sorry.
You know the trouble I've been having? I was telling you about it.
I don't think I was listening.
Shock. I'm getting torn now because guys and girls, when I walk into work today in the past week,
they always comment on your cologne. They love it.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. I am now, you know what bottle I'm using?
Bit envy I get, but yeah.
I'm using a $12 bottle of Calvin Klein or something that I got from Chemist Warehouse because I'm out of all my good stuff. But that many people have said to me,
it's better.
Gee, this one's great. You smell unreal. So
isn't this a win?
No, because I spent all this money on this nice Valentino bottle. It cost me like $150. And now that's going to sit there because people tell me I smell better with the $12 thing from Chemist Warehouse.
I love how this is literally sweating the small stuff.
That's right. And you know, when you sweat more, you get the scent out more.
Yeah.
So I'm going to worry about it more.
And as an Italian, it comes out.
That's right.
Warm.
It's a bloody worry system.
Yeah.
It's a circle. Yeah. It just repeats itself.
Yeah.
I'm furious.
I wish I could.
I'm sweating my bloody own stuff. You could probably smell me from here.
We need to open up some windows in here, but it's not going to happen.
Anyway, that's my sweat the small stuff. To guys and girls out there, don't waste your money.
Just go to Chemist Warehouse.
Chemist Warehouse.
Hashtag plug.
Yeah, they've got if they can give me a couple of bottles of what's it called? I wrote it down. CK Euphoria.
$12 CK.
They can get me some of that. I'll be very happy.
Get me my first bottle too, please, Carl.
Go for it, mate. This is
big for us both last week. So it's when you're going to a restaurant, cafe, or any food-driven entity, and they run out of what you want, what your order is.
Oh, they run out of your order.
So
yes,
I Snapchatted you this on the weekend, didn't I?
You did.
So we all know about the Red Rooster $5 meals.
Oh,
you get a quarter chicken and chips, or a cheeseburger, or half a ripper roll.
Yeah.
We were craving a quarter chicken and chips all last week. But we kept putting it off for some reason. Saturday, I was driving up Canning Highway, and I saw the Red Rooster sign, the golden arches, but in chicken form.
Yeah.
I drove through the drive-through, got up to the signs, and all over the signs it said the PA system was out of order, and I didn't think much of it. I thought,
that's already a problem. That's straight away for me. That's either, something's gone wrong, that the PA's out. From there, your order is already
declining.
Domino
effect, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. And they even said on the sign to come in if you didn't want to wait in your car. And I thought nothing of it. I thought it'll breeze through. It was hot. I didn't want to get outside.
Fair.
But then I found out that the speaker system is actually an extremely pivotal piece of the drive-through experience puzzle.
Fair.
Moving on. Felt like an eternity to get through to the front of the line. I finally got there. It felt like Quinana at peak hour. Just for outside Perth listeners, Quinana is our major freeway.
It's shocking.
Shocking.
Shocking after five.
For a bugger all population, it's
hurry up,
pretty
come
bad.
On. Come on.
All right, I got to the window, trying to order my quarter chicken chips, and the little adolescent teenager said that they had run out of chicken.
I don't have it. I was meant to have... Hold on. I had something.
Should we just make the noise with our mouths?
Yeah.
Bow, bow. Anyway, so I politely suggested to them, add another sign that says, out of order, and we also have no chicken. Went with a half ripper roll and it was disgraceful. It felt like they put half the effort in.
I don't like that. Why don't you give me a whole ripper roll? Why do I have to have half of it?
Because they don't have my original order. I'm not sure if that'll hold up in court. I don't know. What's the legalities behind that?
I love
that?
A ripper roll. Ripper sub.
It was shit house.
Oh.
It was garbage. Especially when I was expecting a nice drumstick, quarter chicken
chips. Well, I'm gonna dog leg off the back of that.
Quick question. Yeah. It came with a potato and gravy. The last two potato and gravies I've had, one from KFC and one from Red Rooster, have just been gravy. Have you had that before?
No. That's an outrage.
I'm thinking maybe that I'm ordering just gravy.
I know Red Rooster does just gravy.
Okay, maybe it was that. That's a big tub of gravy from KFC. Half a roll.
Jeez.
Disappointing.
You've been stitched up there twice.
Yeah.
Anyway. I was going to dogleg off the back of that. I went to Macca's and you found out that the 24 for 10, the nugget special.
Oh, yeah.
I got hurt.
Uh-oh.
On the PA, like you said, it's the exact same thing. I said, can I have the 24 for 10 nugget meal? Sorry, we finished that promotion.
When?
I thought
it was still
going.
Did
you know it was done?
No. Wait.
No, it's done.
What restaurant are we shaming right now?
Macca's and KFC.
Macca's.
Because I looked it up straight after this, and straight after I did that, and both of them have finished.
Oh, no.
Mate, stitch stewing. Up.
Bad day all around. Maybe we should start eating healthy. Nah,
that's silly. Fools. Okay.
Let's move on, mate.
This is the best part of this
best
bloody
part,
podcast.
Best part of my
seriously.
Day. Best part of your day, listeners.
Anyway. The At Hot Coffee handle, it's been taken, as you guys know, new listeners, our Twitter handle's At Hot Coffee Pod because it's currently been taken by a bloke in Japan, Yokohama.
Which is a great use of words, but we want At Hot Coffee.
So.
The holy grail.
We've been fed up and we thought, what way could we take a step closer to try and find this guy in Japan than to call a couple cafes in Japan?
Moshi moshi.
Moshi moshi.
Desu Sam, desu Carl. Kono hoto kohi desu ka?
Kyoto cafe Mishis desu.
Shushin wa doko desu ka?
Gan habidimasu. Hot coffee Twitter.
Hoto kohi desu ka?
Do you know who has the hot coffee Twitter? Australia needs it.
Sam and Carl, hot coffee?
Hot coffee?
Yes. Yes, hot coffee.
Yeah.
Hot coffee.
Yes, think.
Koko wa, cat cafe. Neko cafe.
Wakaranai.
Okay.
Wakaranai.
Yosh, yorokoshu onengu gamush.
Suita?
At hot coffee, Suita.
Want back.
Hot coffee?
Yes.
Hot coffee. Suita. Suita. What's handle?
Suita?
Tweet.
Onara suru somoe da ta kahaidu unchi da che che cha.
Modame yo prokata gomen.
Oh, she's hung up.
Oh, good, because that was no more. I'm already drunk. Sorry.
Did not go well. You want to try one more?
Yeah.
All right. Hi, this is Sam and Carl from the podcast Hot Coffee in Australia. How are you?
I believe how are you Hello? Is Ogenki desu ka?
Hello, hi, who's this?
What?
This is Sam and Carl from Hot Coffee. You might have heard of us.
Yeah, I never heard of you.
shoot.
Okay, we're looking for... The Twitter handle, the person lives in Yokohama, they own At Hot Coffee. Do you know them?
No, I don't know them.
Can you lead us in the right direction?
I don't know.
Just thought you being a cafe would, you know, At Hot Coffee, that might have been you. It's not you?
No.
Mistaken identity.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you anyway. We'll go to the next one. Thank you.
Hajime Shat.
What?
Not sure. Let's move on.
Sorry.
Bye. Oh my god.
It's harder to listen to again, isn't it? I really need to stop paying my Japanese tutor.
Hajime Shat.
It was supposed to... I was trying to say pleased to meet you. I was trying to be polite and it came off utterly offensive.
What is it? Hajime Shat?
I deleted the app off my phone. I gave up.
I'm done. But we are not done.
Hajime Shaiti.
We're not. This isn't over yet, Yokohama.
We We're coming back next week.
We're coming back. We're going to try something else next week. Next week, we're going to do something. We're going to try and get this back. This handle, it needs to belong to us.
We're going to hit Yokohama until we get... What's the population of Yokohama?
Oh, my God. I don't know, but seriously.
Oh, we'll get them. We'll get them.
Oh, it's I can't big, believe.
Mate, the population of Yokohama is 400... Oh, no, read it wrong. 3.5 million.
3.5 million people?
Well, 3.7. I was trying to be nice.
We got to get through them.
We'll get through them one by one. Coffee.
I can't believe we're going to wrap up the show with this and it's come back. People wanted it.
It was back by popular demand.
I can't believe this. It hit a replay.
Hit a low point in week one.
We wanted to get rid of this thing.
Week two, it's back strong.
Week three now, here we are. People want it. It's back.
Ponder replays. What happens,
Carl? All right. So I get two videos from YouTube, and you have to decide whether or not they...
Which one has more views?
Correct. Just lost me train of thought.
That's all right.
I'm just trying to load them up here.
Because my pop culture is utter shite. It's trash. Like my Japanese.
It's trash, pretty much. So this is why we're doing it.
It's educating me, which I don't want to be educated in pop culture, but... we've got to do it.
Today's two vids, they've got a bit of a theme. This is the first one. It's the first 5 minutes of The Lion King, Circle of Life.
So it's just not the song? It's
the Circle of Life.
Circle of Life goes for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Popular song.
Got it?
Yep.
And keeping with the African theme... it's the song of the 2010 World Cup, Oh Africa, by my boy Akon. Mate, they are 100% getting down to that in Namibia, Rwanda, Uganda, anywhere.
Countries with Z's in it. All
you name it. They are getting
that
down.
That is a foot stomping.
They are getting down
cutting.
To Oh Africa. Right.
I'm going to go home and listen
to
that. That's
your two. That's awesome.
So one was the World Cup 2010 football, I'm guessing, or soccer.
Soccer, yep.
And the other one's just a very popular song.
The Lion King opener. Samuel McGinn. What would you like?
It's a good one because they're both obviously. 2010 World Cup. Soccer's always huge. But I'm going to go with the Lion King opener because everybody that lives on this earth
knows the Lion King.
Yeah.
Well, Samuel McGinn.
Come on.
You'd be wrong. Unbelievably, I couldn't believe this myself. The Lion King, Circle of Life, 38 million.
That's
huge.
Not much. That's not much for Circle
38
of Life.
Million. Yeah, it's I know. Everyone. Versus Akon, Oh Africa, 40 million.
Oh, so 2 mil.
2 million, but still, I thought Oh Africa is bigger life. Than the Circle of Life.
I thought that would have been in the billions.
No.
Is that pushing it?
You want to hear it one more time?
What's Beaver? Beaver's probably in the billions, the bastard.
Like, this is an absolute foot stomper. There's no two ways about it. As we always do with our winners here on Ponder Replay, they get a second play, and we're going to give it to you in full.
Bit of airtime. DJ Khaled on the decks.
Yeah, that's great. Beautiful. That is fantastic. And that is another episode of Ponder Replay.
Right
before the end here when we wrap up.
Well, let's just recap. I'm 1 from 3, aren't I? Are we going to keep that tally going? Or
yeah,
let's just figure
yeah,
it out?
Yeah, yeah, 1 from 3. Not doing too well. I might even let you do one next week. Who knows?
Yes, yes. I'll look up some 7:30 reports, ABC.
As we wrap up this one, Sammy, we're going to leave you guys with what's potentially on the cards for next week in terms of what we got going on here at work.
Yeah.
As we've mentioned, you and I work together. There is a company bake-off.
How good is that?
Upstairs.
That usually wouldn't excite me, but...
top prize, $500 dinner voucher.
With your friends.
Unbelievable. We want to enter it. So we want you guys to potentially tweet at Hot Coffee Pod with anything that you think that we can make.
Sorry, it's not with your friends.
Remember, we're quite poor cooks. But if this takes off, who knows where we might go? MKR doorbell.
Oh, that I was like, what is that?
It's MKR doorbell.
Thanks, mate.
I'm thinking like a Mars bar slice or a cheesecake or something.
We need to do something that doesn't involve actual baking because we'll burn it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking for, aren't we?
Yeah, no oven style recipes. They'll go down well.
So that's happening this Friday. We'll report back next week about that.
Yeah. And from me, Carl Travaglini, from yourself, Samuel McGinn,
We'll just add that we're going to be uploading podcasts every Wednesday morning.
Yeah, so we'll try our best to upload them every Wednesday morning or every Wednesday.
Break
to
up give the work week.
For the middle of the week for your drive home. Wherever you like to listen to us, please continue to listen to us. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Hot Coffee Pod. Anywhere you like on all the socials. Please like and subscribe us on iTunes, on the podcast app, or Podomatic. Just Google it at Hot Coffee, the podcast. You'll find us. Have a listen to our other two episodes, and we'll catch you in the next step.
Can't wait.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Carl. It's been a beautiful day.
Thank you very much.